saints, you know. Mm-hmm. They want this thing sort of in an old-fashioned way. Mm-hmm. I never use these too much, but I saw the man use them. I asked him to give me a pair. So he gave me a pair of these. Keep them patting their hands. So. Look what he brought me from. 12 verse. Yes. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Amen. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For there have we no contingency, but we seek one to come. Yes. You know, this is what I was looking for after a while. Yes. Amen. Because this old building is keep on leaking. Yes. Hallelujah. And I know, amen, there's another building not made with hand. Yes. Can't you say amen? Yes. Well, I'm so happy right now. Yes. I want Sister Dennis to get up and just come right around here and just testify. Praise the Lord. Just enjoy the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Have to do it,
but
it is.
That's right.
If you have to do it,
but it is. Well, hold me up this morning. Start me on my way.
Thank God.
That's been about 50 and some years ago. Oh, I had a great big old nut up on my shoulder that said I had the first size, and he's going to stick the needle to the nut. I said, well, I just have to die because I can't stand that for him to put the needle through the nut, and the nut was already dead, and I couldn't do nothing with my arm, no harm. He said, well, then, Scotty, come to you, so you come to me. Uh-huh. He said, that you don't want to take this shot, then you don't have to, because I ain't under yoke. Yeah, you're under mine. I said, well, I ain't okay. Mm-hmm. I went back home and I told my pastor,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He come and I knocked at the door and said, who is that? I looked back and I said, come in. I come as a feeling myself coming back in the world. I was leaning on the graveyard, but I felt myself coming back if where I ought to be. Says, then I said, how you feeling? I told myself, pull down, I look back and I said, first side, and I can't use my arm. I can't do this, I can't do the other. And when he started that, I meant to lean that shoulder, he shook his head, and when he put his hand on it, I kept his hand up. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I had his hand up. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
And I kept doing it with it and not kept going back. And I, something got hold of me in my own house then.
Yeah.
Something got hold of me again. And I've been healed with that ever since then. And I'm here to testify God is a healer.
Amen.
Yeah.
He is a healer.
Amen.
My granddaughter in Monticello that said she had 9 months to live, the son of Pin out of Colorado, out of the up yonder with some things on her hand everywhere, but she had to die. Yellow Becky went over there and prayed for that next day, that money she went away. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a healer. He my everything. He my everything. I stayed in the house back by myself. Me and Jesus, we have a good time.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we have a good time. I don't have no sudden hour to pray. I don't have no sudden. I pray when been praying when I want to pray. Anytime I feel like it, sometimes I'm in the bed, just rolling in the bed, just powering fell on in the bed by myself, and praying myself with the Holy Ghost in the bed. And if you got the Holy Ghost in your soul, and you know Jesus, you can feel it in your own.
Oh, yes, you can.
Right, look at it in the church. Hallelujah. I'm thankful. I want y'all to pray for me, pray with me.
Come on, Sister Corey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Precious to me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I so love you, Jesus, hallelujah.
I'm glad that the Lord saved me.
Yeah.
Are you glad the Lord saved you?
Yeah.
I said, I'm glad that the Lord saved me. Yeah. It was preaching in the 17th chapter of St. John.
Yes, Lord.
People are saying when you get sanctified, you're going to die. And I noticed that in the 17th verse.
Yeah.
He said, Father, don't take them out of the world, but make them one, even as we are one. Sanctify them through thy truth.
Yeah.
Thy word is truth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Lord sanctified me through his truth.
Yeah.
And ever since that day, I haven't had no trouble telling the truth. Ain't the Lord good?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you're saved?
Yeah.
And the reason why it's necessary to be sanctified when you're only converted, you're in the carnal state.
Yeah.
In Romans 8th chapter,
saying
the carnal mind is not subject to the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Neither indeed can be.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's very necessary to be sanctified.
Yeah.
And when you're sanctified, amen, the old man is crucified.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You are forgiven for the sin that you were born with.
Yeah.
Before you were sanctified, you were forgiven for the sin that you committed. But I thank God, God made a way to eradicate and kill dead that old Adam nature. Hallelujah. That we can live right.
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself. I smoked, I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I was sweetheart, I couldn't help it. But when the Lord sanctified me, I got something I can help myself with.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Lord can keep you living right, even if you want to live right. And the reason why you need the Holy Ghost. The Bible says you have power for service.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We all need power in time like this.
Yeah.
And another reason, we need a comforter. Yeah. Don't you see people walking down the street trying to find something to comfort them?
Good.
Hallelujah. But if they would go and ask the Lord through his word to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, they wouldn't need the snuff. They wouldn't need the marijuana. They won't need the cigarettes. They won't need the things of this world. Because he says, amen, I will come to you. I will go and send another comforter. When he comes, he will bring all things to your remembrance. And aren't you glad? Then there's a promise. Come along with the Holy Ghost. He says, I'm going away to leave you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye that believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, I'm in the manger. He says, speedy that I go. If I don't go, the comforter won't come.
No.
But I'm glad I heard from Jesus since he's been gone.
Yeah.
He sent the Holy Ghost back.
Yeah.
And I received the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad.
Yeah.
I have one more song I like to sing. We sung this 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah.
You know, in times like these, we need to hold to God's unchanging hand. When everything is failing, our government is failing, everything but God will fail. Let us hold to his unchanging hand. Shall I stand? Time is filled with swift transition. Sing it for me.
Oh,
presence of the Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
I'm going to ask our brother Deacon Falk to lead this prayer.
Yeah.
Shall we stand and bow our heads to the Lord?
Yeah.
If you feel like joining in, join in and pray. In the name of Jesus.
Father.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Come in the room, Lord.
Oh,
yes, Lord. We need your guidance. Jesus. Bless the mighty name, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Reveal yourself to us, Lord. We don't want to know about you. We don't know about you. Oh, Jesus. Sit on the anointing, Lord. Sit on your church. Fill the house. Fill it bodily. know, give an answer. So we wouldn't mind it. Don't we wish that the Lord in the spirit and in the truth. Announcements.
I just really want to thank you for doing justice. Brother Beckwith has said you cooperated on the Wednesday night when I came out and told you we would be coming and wanted the service just as we do it. And that's what you
Amen.
Do. Praise the Lord. No put on it, was just a praise to God. I want to thank you. We will be taking our little stuff down because we're going to Blakely, Georgia from here to collect the 7 shake note. They're in a convention up there for 3 days, and that's what we want to get. And I'm going to leave them.
Bye.